Destiny War, Chapter 4. Axon and Bertaka stood on a steep rise overlooking a battlefield. Down below, the assembled might of the Skakti of Zaykaz were locked in combat with a small army of Rakshi. The setting was an unnamed island in one of the southern chains, set up as a staging area by the Brotherhood of Makuta for an invasion of the mainland continent. The Rakshi had been brought there in secret and allowed to practice their skills in the scattered Matoran residents. Needless to say, there were no longer any Matoran on this island. Initially, the Skakti had suffered horrible losses, but they were capable of something that the Rakshi could only pretend to, rage. Hungry for victory and filled with hatred for their enemy, the barbarians regrouped and tore through the Rakshi ranks. It was overwhelming, thrilling, and sickening all at once. "Come on," said Bertaka, tearing himself away from the spectacle. "You know what we're here for." Together they walked down the hill and deepened with a small canyon. In the center, buried beneath a slab of rock, was a square metal trap door with an iron ring. After Axon split the rock with his axe, Bertaka grasped the ring and pulled open the door. A stench rose from within, the smell of age and neglect, decay and rot. The two Order of Mata Nui members climbed down into the hole. Axon sent energy through his axe, illuminating the chamber. It was obvious that no one had walked here since perhaps the beginning of recorded time. The place was bare stone, with the only interesting feature, a pool in the center. The waters were greenish-black and swirled angrily, despite there being not even the slightest breeze to stir them. "So this is it?" asked Bertaka. Axon nodded. "Yes, this is the place the Great Spirit created the Makuta, and the only place new Makuta could ever spring from. From that pool came their substance, made into living form by the powers of the Great Spirit, until time turned it all into pure energy." "Then if we destroy the pool," said Bertaka, "yes, there can be no more Makuta ever." "But do we have a right to end a species?" Bertaka was looking at the pool, eyes wide. "I'd love to get into a philosophical debate with you, old friend, but I think we have a problem." The waters of the pool suddenly exploded up and outward. Foul, scalding liquid struck Axon and Bertaka, seeping in through the openings in their masks and armor, and hissed and writhed like a thing alive, burning wherever it touched. Temporarily blinded and in pain, the two warriors staggered and then stumbled, plunging into the pool itself. Toa Helric sat in the command chamber of her fortress on Daxia. The war against the Brotherhood of Makuta had begun, and had not begun well. Although the Order, through the Dark Hunters, now held Zia, they had been unable to dislodge Makuta forces from the island of Ninra. In other places, the Order's surprise attacks had met unexpectedly fierce resistance from Rakshi and Exotoa. Being a leader meant making difficult decisions, something she had always known. In her time, she had sent agents on missions she knew they might well not come back from. She had ordered the deaths of everyone who knew the location of Artaka, and now she had to make two more vital choices that might lead to victory or disaster. The first had been easy. She had dispatched a messenger to Metra Nui carrying the heart of the Viserac. This artifact could be used to summon the Viserac hordes from anywhere in the universe. It was to be placed in the hands of the Toa Mari, with instructions to bring it to the volcanic island of Artadax and use it there. The second was more difficult. Bertaka had informed her of the presence of Hydraxon in the pit, as well as the events that took place there. A second messenger had been sent to the pit with orders for the jailer. She could not be sure he would follow them, given their nature, or she would simply be trading the Brotherhood in the end for a worse evil. But it had to be done. Sometimes she hated being the one in charge. Hydraxon paced the dark, cavernous chamber that was the pit. In his hand, he held a tablet that contained orders from Helrix. The instructions carved in the stone were almost impossible to believe. The chamber door opened. It was Toa Lesovic, bringing back another escaped prisoner. Although the two had clashed on first meeting, they had since become allies in the effort to recapture the former inmates of this vast prison. Hydraxon hesitated to show the orders to Lesovic. After all, the existence of the Order of Mata Nui was supposed to be a secret. But if the situation as outlined on the tablet was true, then he guessed it was a secret no longer. Lesovic let out a low whistle as he read the tablet. "So what are you going to do?" he asked. "What I've always done," Hydraxon answered. "Follow orders." He climbed down the iron ladder that led to the lowest tier of cells. Here, Pridak, Kalma, Mantax, and Alec were imprisoned. The four Baraki looked at their jailer with undisguised contempt. "Have you come here to mock us?" snarled Mantax. Pridak smiled, revealing rows of sharp teeth. "We killed you once, you know. We can do it again." Hydraxon ignored the obvious insanity. After all, he was alive and well, so obviously he had never been dead. "I have an offer for you," he said, forcing out each word. "There's a war going on. a war to bring the reign of the Brotherhood of Makuta to an end. Agree to fight against the Makuta, and you will get your freedom." "And if we refuse," said Kalma, "why should we risk our lives to fight someone else's war?" "If you refuse," said Hydraxon, "you will find that there are places you can be buried far deeper than this pit." "Another chance," said Pradak. "Another chance to fight, to lead armies, to conquer. And when the Brotherhood falls, the League of Six Kingdoms will rise again." To be continued.